You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Two lines before ice yud. Ach al kopanim, hechi deleka ma ice, have kinyan vadai. Kamo gabe get, dechsiv venasan biyada, vegabe geneva, dechsiv himotze im himotze, timotze biyadai. So there's a discussion about the fact that kinyan yad gets its own identity as a kinyan doraisa, which is very important for a number of reasons. One is Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Simen Reish Chaf Aleph has a very interesting correspondence with his son Rabbi Shlomo Eger, many oisiyos, about ha'aras in the Nemuke Yosef. It's interesting that that's what they corresponded about. Ha'aras in the Nemuke Yosef. And the Nemuke Yosef brings a Yerushalmi based on the sugya in Gittin Chaf Aleph. The sugya in Gittin Chaf Aleph is a sugya we've done, which talks about writing a get on an otzitz nakov and transferring that otzitz nakov to an isha. The Yerushalmi has a question. What if I write a get on a parah? What if I write a get on a cow? And I go ahead and transfer the cow, bikinyan mesira, to the isha. So the isha is now receiving the get, al yedei kinyan mesira. The Gemara in Gittin has nibaya delo ifshita. Do you say, since Mesira works by Kinyanim, Mesira also works by a get? Or do I say that by a get, it says V'nasan biyada, and therefore it is not a good get? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that this Gemara Yerushalmi in Gittin is declaring that maybe the only singular Kinyan that would work for Gittin is Kinyan Yad, which is very interesting, because we also learned the Gemara in Gittin and Zion and Bez, that says a man had wrote a get to his wife, and he was about to expire before being able to give the get over. And then all of a sudden, Shabbos comes. What are they going to do? So Rava says it's simple. Let her go to the property that the get is sitting on, and let her do a kinyan chazaka. Let her open the door to the property and close the door. And through that, she'll be kind of the property and kind of the get. So Rashi learns she's kind of the get through kinyan agav. The Ron on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis says you cannot be Megarish and Ish by being Maknehar, the get through Kinyan Agav. So now starts a major discussion in Achrayinim mainly, starting with the Torah's Gittin and the Ksais and Simen Reish, and then it goes to Rabbi Kiva Eger, etc. Can you be Megarish and Isha through Kinyanim? Meaning I don't actually hand her the get, but somehow I transfer her ownership of the get. Rabbi Kiva Eger is of the opinion, based on the Yerushalmi, that the only Maisa Kinyan that can affect the get is Kinyan Yad, because of Vinasan Biyada.
And then now, when you go into a Dalaramas, that's called like Kinyan Yad, because Chatzis Midam Yad?
So on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, there's Kinyan Dalaramas. And there's two approaches to Kinyan Dalaramas. One is the Ramban and the other is the Ran. The Ramban says Kinyan Dalaramas is a Kinyan Darabanan. And every Kinyan Darabanan, we can Hefker, Best, and Hefker, works for Kinyan Doraisa. The Ran and the Nemuke Yosef say, call the Makadesh Adaita de Rabbanan Kamakadesh. The Avnei Meluim says, there's a Yosef Stik of Machlekes. According to the Ramban, Dalit
Amos.
According to the Ramban, Dalit Amos works me din Kinyan de Rabbanan Moyer le Doraisa. According to the Ran, I need Afkina Rabbanan Kedushin Mine and call the Makadesh Adaita de Rabbanan Kamakadesh for Dalit Amos to work.
But what I'm asking, according to the Ramban, if Kinyan de Rabbanan works, certainly Kinyan de Raisa works. So
but that would be the Ramban Shita, like Tosfos, who says you can be Megarish and Isha with Kinyan Agav. That's Rashi Shita and Zayin Amid Beis. But Rishonim like the Ran disagree, and Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from Yerushalmi that Kinyanim willy nilly cannot work. And I was just effectuating a Kinyan, even if it's a Kinyan Doraisa, that is not enough for a get. Only certain particular Kinyanim work. What kinyanim work? V'nasan biyada. And the Gemara in Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph says, Ein li ela yad, by v'nasan biyada, chatzer karpipo, right? V'chatzera minayin, Talmud lomer v'nasan biyada. So there are two ways that Achronim say to learn that. Either that kinyanim do work by get, as a general rule. However, only certain kinyanim, for whatever reason, work. Meaning kinyan itself is not an answer to create gerushim. So, for instance, in Rashi's case, a man leaves his get at home, and he goes on the plane, and he says to his wife, I'm here to give you a get, but I forgot the get at home. So can she give him kesef to buy the get that's at home? Can she be kind of the get agav karka? So that's Rashi Shita, which seems to say every get every kinyan effectuates a get. The Ran and Ayin Zion disagrees. And almost all the Achrayim, especially the Ksais, as I mentioned, in Simon Reisiv Katan Hay, say, based on the Gemara in Gittin Chof Amid Aleph, that you are Makadish and Isha B'Isuri Hanah, that Kinyanim do not effectuate a Kinyan. And the Kinyan is based on a Mais and a Sina, and that's what Venasim B'Yoda means. So Rabbi Akiva Eger does not go as far as the Ksais to say it's not Kinyan and only Nesina, but Rabbi Akiva says that within the Mais Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan has to be a form of Yad, meaning the only Kinyan that effectuates a get, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, is a Kinyan Yad, to the extent that he and the Torah's Gittin disagree. If you put a get in a woman's hand, the Nesiva says the whole get does not have to be in her hand. If you hand it to her and she's holding the get, as long as she's holding the get in her hand, even if the whole get is not sitting in her hand, the Nesiva says it's a good get. Rabbi Akiva Eger, based on the Yerushalmi, says, you see, not all Kinyanim are effective. Mesira doesn't work for a get, because the only Kinyan that has a Kiyum in Venasin Biyada is Yad. And there's a Limud, Ainli Eliyad, Chatzero Minayin, Talmud Lomar Venasin Biyada, that I need the Kinyan of Yad to affect the get, and Chatzer is considered to be, through the Limud in the Gemara, an extension of Yad. So you see, Kinyan Yad serves a special role. And that's what I wanted to discuss here briefly. So the Minchas Chinuch says you should know that this special Kinyan Doraisa Yad is not an onuf of Mashiach, is not an onuf of Mesira, is nothing to do with Hagbah, it's a separate Kinyan. Therefore, even though Rabbi Yochanan, all of this is coming to answer the Ramban. The Ramban says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no way to give a present, to give a matana. Since Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'os Konos Dvar Torah, there is no Mashiach D'Oraisa. How do you give a Matana D'Oraisa? Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Ayin Aleph says that when there is no Kesef, Rabbi Yochanan would be Maida that Mashiach is effective. The Ramban in Shita Mekubetzos we read disagrees and says the only way to give a Kinyan a Matana D'Oraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is through Chalipin, Chotzer, and Chalipin, Chotzer, and I forgot, and Agav Karka. So the Mikneh and other Achrayim, the Ksois, ask, how is there Kesef Doraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan? I have to get the money into the hand of the Meicher. How do I transfer the Kesef to the Meicher to effectuate Kinyan Kesef? So Tzvi said Chotzer, which is correct. I could place the money in the Chotzer of the Meicher, and through that effectuate Kinyan Kesef. But the Minchas Chinuch says that's a little doichuk, and he wants to say that even though the Ramban does not recognize Hagbah according to Rabbi Yochanan, he does recognize Kinyan Yad according to Rabbi Yochanan. And through Kinyan Yad, which is a new concept in Kinyanim, and is a separate category of a Kinyan Doraisa, you can effectuate the transfer of the money from the Lokeach of the Meicher to effectuate Kinyan Kesef. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch, this last line in Ois, saying. And he's saying everyone will agree that what Achayonim Hecha Deleka Mois. Everyone will agree where there is no money, like by a matana, like by a get, like by the loikeach giving money for the sake of creating Kinyan Kesef and for the Meicher to be makne his nechassim through Kinyan Kesef. Everyone would agree that there is this new Kinyan Achayonim Hecha Deleka Mois. Have a Kinyan Vaday. And where do we learn this Kinyan from? A number of people ask me, where is the sugya of Kinyan Yad? So there is no real sugya that goes into it in detail. However, everyone feels, based on the Tosfos in Ksubis Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Divar HaMaskil Rav Ashi, that the Minchas Chinuch quoted earlier, and we'll see that Rav Chaim quotes that Tosfos, the marker for Kinyan Yad by Kinyanim is Venasan B'Yada Baget. There are actually two makaris for Kinyan Yad. One is Gabe Get, Dichsiv Venasan B'Yada, and the other is Vegabe Geneva. By Geneva, the Gemara says in a number of places. But in the Suga of Yad Aleph Amud Beis, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Gemara there says, Is Chatzer Mishum Shlichus or Mishum Yad? So the Gemara says, how can Geneva be Mitam Shlichus? We know that you can effectuate a complete Geneva through Kinyan Chatzer. And if Chatzer is Mishum Shlichus, it shouldn't work to create a ganav because ain't shliach with dvar avera. So the Gemara gives two answers. Where the shliach?
That's not what the Gemara says. But why not?
Two answers. One of them might be interpreted as no das, but the two answers are there is no ain shliach with dvar avera when the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. Or there is shliach with dvar avera. There is ain shliach with dvar avera when hecha the boy oved, hecha the boy lo oved, where the shliach has a choice. But if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva and the shliach does not have a choice, then the halach is yesh shliach with dvar avera. Then the Gemara says, ma ikah benayu, and the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. One is a kayin that sends out a Yisrael to be megarish a grusha, to be mekadesh a grusha, and the other is that a man sends out a woman to cut off the payas of a katan. So in both cases, so the Gemara says, if you're going to say it's bar chiyuva, neither of those cases are bar chiyuva, yesh shliach with dvar avera. But if you're going to say it's iboy ovid, iboy lo ovid, in both cases, either the shliach Yisrael or the woman has a choice. That's the Gemara there. But the Gemara says, you're assuming I can be gainet through a chatzah. So the Gemara says, minay. The Gemara says, the pasuk by Kefel says in Mishpatim, im hi matzei ki matzei biyada. If you find the geneva in his hand, then he's chayev geneva and chayev kefel. The Gemara says, ein li ela yadai chatzero karpipo miyay. How do I know that you can become a ganav through your chatzah or through your rishus? Talmud Leimer, he matze, ti matze mikol makum. So both the Gemara by Get and the Gemara by Geneva say that it's pashut in the Torah from Venasin Biyada and from Geneva that there is a kinyan yad. The question is there a kinyan chatzah by Gittin and by Geneva? That's why we need the ribui in each of those psukim. So concerning this idea of kinyan yad, I found a very interesting piece in a sefer called Shiurei Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. I don't know how many of you have this sefer called Shiurei Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. It's a pretty interesting sefer. It has a hakdama by three eclectic people. There's one hakdama from Rav Steinman. There's one hakdama from Rabbi Meiselman, and there's another hakdama from Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. The hakdama from Rav Steinman is the classical Hakdama, saying what a wonderful day it is in this world that the notebooks from Reb Chaim, from Ishurim and Velazhin have come to light. The other Hakdama from Rabbi Meiselman is the typical brisk or disclaimer that really nothing that brisk is right should ever be published. But since for some family reasons they needed to publish the notebooks of Reb Chaim, it's okay to publish it. And the third Hakdama is from Chaim Soloveitchik and my friend Chaim Ilson, who worked on it, detailing these notebooks that were found from Reb Chaim that have been in the family for many years that were the basis for his Shiurim in Velazhin. So there's a piece here that, you know, is not that related to our topic, but I wanted to go through for two reasons. One is, how often do you get to transport yourself back to Velazhin? And secondly, I think it gives us an interesting insight into how Reb Chaim understood Kinyan Yad. So I don't know if everyone has the piece, but the piece is on Bava Kama Tzadiches, on Bava Kama Tzadiches. And it first quotes the Gemara. The Gemara there has a case like this. I have coins in my hand. Someone comes along and hits the coins. Ode Adiyele. He hits the bottom of my hand. The coins are flown from my hand, and they end up, let's say, in a river, or they end up down a crevice. And they end up down there. I can say to him, Harei Shalcha Lefanecha, and I have no Chiyuvei Gzela or Chiyuvei Einzit. So if now something comes along and destroys those coins, I have no chiyuv. If all I did was hit his hand and cause the coins to be dislodged. However, the Gemara says, I have to get it here. Aval, however, shakle biyode, if I didn't just hit his hand, but I actually grabbed the coins, correct? Then I have a whole different level of achrayas, of responsibility. Migzal gazle. Then the Gemara says, then I've now defined myself as a Goslin. And now that I'm a Goslin, I can't get away with saying, Haresha Cholofanecha, go pick up the coins. What do I need to do? Hashava Bo'i Mivad. Hey, I need to do a Maisa Hashava. Until I do the Maisa Hashava, I am a Ganav and I'm Chayav in Tashlum. So once again, someone has property in his hand. I push his hand. The property is flown from his hand, dislodged from his hand. I have no further chiyuvim. If, however, I grab the property from his hand and throw it, I become a goslin, and I am responsible for a chiyuv hashava and chayev in oimsin up until the point of what? That it has been returned. So Reb Chaim says, Ayen b'taisvis shehikshu. Da'aduye nami have hagbar. Taisvis is bothered. A ganav needs a kinyan. The Mishnah that I quoted to you last time on Ayin Tesam and Aleph in Bava Kama says that if I walk into somebody's domain and I pick up their animal until I, so not pick up, I'm moshech their animal, and as I am carrying the animal out of the person's rishus, lightning hits the animal, I am potter, because I have not yet done a maisa geneva, a maisa kinyan. In order to be chayev in geneva, I need a maisa kinyan. If I pick up the animal in the person's rishus, and the animal dies of natural causes, I am chayev, because hagbah worked as a maisa kinyan, even in the rishus of the nigzah. So Taisus asks here, that throughout shas, even if you do not grab an object, but you cause an object to be lifted, that is considered to be a maisa hagbah. So why is he only a goslin if he grabs it out of the other fellow's hands? Why isn't he also a goslin if he hits the fellow's hands and effectuates the flutter or the lifting of the object a tefach? That's a maisa hagbah, it's a kinyan.
Then we have to take it, taking it into your shoes. The idea behind hagbah is you're taking it into your shoes. If you're just throwing it away, that's not called hagbah.
So let's see. By the way, that's not 100% true.
Does he have to have kavana?
You have to have kavana. You have to have kavana for gezela. That you need. The Gemara is not mechalik here between kavana. The Gemara is only mechalik between the maisa. You're correct. If I do hagbah by causing something to go up or to rise, it is a kinyan hagbah only if I have kavana for the sake of what? For the sake of gzela. But if I have kavana la'abda, then I am not a gazla. What's that based on? It's based on a taisvus and hakoines, but the common and hamid base. The mission hakoines says, bo'u listim, come into my rishus, and they usher out my goats. They don't lift my goats, but they open the gate, and they usher my goats out of my gate. Now my goats are in the street, and my goats get run over. The goslin is chayiv. Taisvus on the Nehemiah base brings a Yerushalmi. That's only if I had kavana for gzela. Only if my kavana by opening the gate and ushering the goats out was for the intent of stealing, am I chayiv if the cars run them over. But if I open my gate and usher out the goats with the kavana la'abda for the sake of them dying, then I am potter. So you are correct. I need for Geneva Kavana to do the Maisa Geneva.
What about Mazik? Like, we're not discussing Mazik. If it goes to the bottom of the sea, it's totally destroyed because how can you say Rachel Kalpanepa? It's lost forever. So why is that? So it must be.
Okay, so let's say that's not the case.
That's not the case. Okay.
Let's say it's not the case. Let's say the case is I hit the guy's hand.
You could go down and get it.
Coins go ahead and fall in a hole. Correct? Do I say that until the Ganav retrieves the coins, he's chayev? Or do I say the Ganav can say to the owner, you retrieve the coins from the hole because I didn't do a Maisa Geneva? So the Gemara says it depends. If you hit the guy's hands, you would say HaReshul Cholofanecha. If you picked them out of his hands and you threw them and your Kavana was Almanas L'Gaisla, you must go ahead and what? Return them.
Just a side point. If the only way we know that the guy has kavanah is because he tells us, would that potter him from kefo?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Because Medu Kanas, your potter from kefo, your potter. Is Medu Kanas means he's murdered on the whole gzela or even a prat? How do we know he has kavanah? It's unusual that this Aiden that says he has kavanah. We only know he has kavanah because he admits it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Interesting question. I don't know.
It would make enough kavanah if he admits it before, afterwards or beforehand. He says, I'm going to steal this stuff. I'm taking him. There's no murder. If murder is after your court, then he's murder. Well, if he does it beforehand,
I just Rav and Shmuel of Maidav Achach Boed, correct?
That's something else. We're talking about not the Maisa. The Maisa Gzela was, the guy gets into a fight, I'm taking him. This is not yours, I'm taking him. So that's not called Maida. If he took it, then they catch him and he's Maida or something like that, then you can talk about, you know, Lachakach.
I'm saying later on, the guy's Maida that when I took it, I had
to. But it could be the Hechatim that we're talking about, he said he's going to do it.
You can say Maisa Machichach. You might say very often Maisa Machichach.
I think let's make it simple. Because this is really getting off topic. Simple is, Adim watched this guy.
Okay.
And if a guy is holding his hands and he hit his hands, it's obvious your kavana, it's actually not obvious what your kavana is. But even if your kavana is to steal, that's not a maisa geneva by hitting his hand. And Taisvus is bothered by what? if you know for sure his kavana was to steal, correct? Even hitting his hands and causing them to fly is a maisa hagba throughout shas. Have hagba. The have gamken Taisva says what? Gezela. So why Taisva says do I need only to grab the coins? Shouldn't hitting his hand and having the coins fly up enough? The Gemara in Kedushin says that hagba on a small animal is kaina. It's a machlekes amarayim whether hagba on an elephant is considered to be a kidney. Because ain't darcha b'kach. So the Gemara says, how do you do hagba on an elephant? So the Gemara ambiguously says, chavile zemirais. You put down a grapevine. So there's a machlekes Rashi Taisvis. What does that mean? According to one opinion, you put down a grapevine and he steps on the grapevine. So causing the elephant to step up is a maisa hagba. According to Taisvis, you dangle the grapevine in the air and the elephant jumps. And by causing the elephant to jump, you lift the elephant off the ground.
Elephants can't jump.
Oh, so I just want to tell you an anecdote. When I learned this with my son, Naftali, who was in Darche, I said, go back to school and ask your Rebbe, can elephants jump? So I forget if it was before Google or before Yahoo. I think we actually called Ringling Brothers and asked them if elephants jump. I forgot what the Maskana de Milsa was. But anyway, the point is you see that Hagba can be effectuated by causing the object to be lifted. And you don't need to actually go ahead and physically have it in your hands. So Taisvis is bothered by this fact. Why is it only if I grab the object out of the person's hands, I'm a ganav? Even if I hit it out of his hands, I should still be a ganav midin hagba. V'nira alpi mai de'isa b'yavamis. There's a very important sugya in Yavamis Nun Beis that everyone has to know. Ha'oider b'nichse hager v'kesavar shalohim lo kani. That if I live next to a ger and the ger passes away, I'm unaware the ger passed away and his property is right next to mine. Now his property is hefter. It's open for all to lay claim. I decide that I want a garden. For whatever reason, a ruach shtus gets into me and I want a garden. I start gardening and I go a little too far and I go into the ger's rishus. Do I say by doing a maisa chazaka in a nechse hager, I'm kaina, even though it is a mistake in maisa kinyan, correct? Because I'm not doing it for the sake of kinyan. I'm doing it because I think I'm gardening in my field. So the halacha is ha'oideh b'nechse hager, the kasavar, but I'm thinking it's not his. I'm thinking it's still my property. The kasavar shalohain, lo kani. Harei deba'i, right? You see from that Gemara, the b'goi kavan l'kinyan, correct? The hinei begitten. The problem is that in Gittin, the Daf Samech Aleph, there's another interesting sugya. Tana, the sugya there says, im liket biyadai hare ze gezel gomer. What's that case? The Mishnayos in Gittin in the fifth perek have all the sugyas of Mei Tikkun Olam. The sugya on Samech Aleph says like this. If there is a katan that finds an aveda, midaraisa he has no koyach kinyan. But if Mei Tikkun Olam, I can't grab the metziah from the katan. Even though midoraisa, I have every right to just appropriate the metziah from the cotton, because the cotton has no maisa kinyan. Similarly, oni hamanakef b'zayis, an oni that goes up to an olive tree and shakes the olive tree, and all the olives fall down, he has kavana for the kinyan, correct? But he didn't do a maisa kinyan, because being manakef is not a maisa kinyan. Shaking a tree is not a maisa kinyan. So there are all these olives that the oni has shaken off the tree, and has intended to be kinda midoraisa, I can collect the olives. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, I'm not allowed to touch the olives. So the Gemara there says, interestingly enough, Tana, im liket biyad, hare ze gezel gomer. That's only if the oni is shaking the tree, and he's not doing any maisa kinyan. But if he grabs each olive, and then throws it down to the ground, then I cannot pick up the olive. Umavur, why? Garan, Sham Afal Gav, Delo Niskaven, even though he doesn't have a kavana for a Maisa Kinyan, correct? Lik Naisai, meaning in general he wants to be kind of the olives, but he doesn't have kavana to be kind of it through grabbing it from the tree. Then Nira Hachiluk, Benehem. So Rab Chaim wants to say this Ran is telling us an important Yasai. What's the Yasai? Lefi Ma Demavur. That is the Taisvus in Ksubis, the Minchas Chinuch quoted. Now you know why this Reb Chaim is applicable to the Minchas Chinuch. Reb Chaim says, based on the Taisus in Ksubis, the Had Yad Have Kinyan. How do I know Yad is a Kinyan? Yalfinan La Miget. Dichsiv Venasan Biyad. Vahasam Ha.
Bahaya. Bahaya.
Ilu Bal Korcha, correct?
Right, Bal Korcha.
In other words, she does not need Kavana Liknois for the get to be effective. And if that's the mocker for Yad, then Kinyan Yad has a special attribute. What is that? The Imke Nehi, the Iker, Hazekhia, Loi, what?
Mahanya.
Mahanya. Mahanya. Mishom, right? The Iker, Hazekhia, Lo Yalfinan, Miget. I don't need by get the Kavana for her to be Zeicha. I do need the Kavana for her to intend to grab the get or to take possession of the get. But I don't need her to agree to be Zeicha in the get. Therefore, Aval Guf HaKinyan HaYalfinan MiGet. In other words, I learned from get that just like by get, the Kinyan Yad of the Isha works even without Kavana Liknos, so too the Kinyan Yad can work even without Kavana Liknos.
No, why can't you just say it's a Maaser Kinyan? But by Kinyanim, you do need das. I mean, the Gemara is learning the Kinyan Yad because she needs to do a Maaser Kinyan in order to get the get. But she doesn't have to have das to be Kinyan because
let's continue a few lines. The in can ha, right? Chazinan. We see from here that what? Ha chazinan, de chashvinan kinyan, af below kavana zechia. Like you said, there has to be a maisa kinyan by the isha. But that maisa kinyan of the get can be done just through the kavana for the maisa kinyan. But not the kavana for her to be zecha, because it's bal korcha. Masha in can bishari kinyan. But by all other kinyanim, you need more than just the kavana to do the maisa kinyan, right? Dichsiv gabe, right? Zuchuyas. Al korcha lo choshev maisa kinyan klal. Bali kavana zechia. The gabe gzela. What about the case back in Bavakama of the guy who hits the hand? Gabe gzela ha mavur b'mishna Bavakama ayin tes that I need to do a maisa kinyan for, right? The lo have gzela. Ki im bekinyan. Gzela needs a maisa kinyan. Achen zechia, but for him to be zeicha in it, and have kavana to be the owner, the true owner, that you don't need. Because why? Hare, sorry, hare lo ba'inan, correct, gabe gzela. Be'en gazlin zeicha behagzela. Klal. So let's continue. Lefiza, now he's coming to his conclusion. Gabe yad. He wants to say this chiddush by kinyan yad. And that's why I brought this from Chaim. Gabe yad, the choshev kinyan gam below kavana. That kinyan yad works even without kavana to be kinyan. That's the Ran's shita. That if the ani is shaking the tree, that maisa kinyan of shaking the tree does not work because he does not have kavana to be kinyan with the shaking of the tree. But if he grabs the physical olives in his hand, that maisa kinyan of yad is objectively a maisa kinyan. Because why? Because the kinyan yad is learned from get. And you see from get, even though it's bal korcha, as long as there is kavana to do the maisa of yad, that's enough to define it as a maisa kinyan. God below kavanas gazela. Ain bishare kinyan, correct? The below kavana. Hare lo have kinyan kla. Im ben below kavanas. Just have to go to the other. You have the other paragraph? I'm trying to get it. Is everyone with me?
Yes.
Okay. Im ben below kavanas gezela. Hare lo asa shum kinyan. Meaning, if I do a maisa kinyan without kavana ligzol, like the case I told you in Akoinis, that he's going to quote, I go ahead and lead the goats out of the guy's rishus. Yerushalmi says, if I'm leading the goats out of the rishus, al menas la'abda, I am not chayv nainsim. I have to lead the goats out of the rishus with a kinyan meshicha, al menas ligzol. Why? Ubalob kinyan, because without it being a kinyan for the sake of gzela, hare what? Hare choshiv, only with kavana ligzol, choshiv gazim. V'chein mavur, Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi I just quoted you. raise Perek HaKadosh, right? Al Hach Mishnah. This is the one I just quoted you on the Mishnah there, the Hotziu Listim. That if Listim remove the animals from the Nigzal Rishus, right? Listim Chayovim. Omer Rebbe Lazar the Yerushalmi says, Vesha Hotziu Almanas Ligzal. Aval Im Hotziu Almanas what? Almanas La'avda Listim Peturim. Vahainu Mishum, why is that? Debe Shire Kinyonim. Because in general, by Kinyonim Mishicha and all other Kinyonim except Yad, the Beshari Kinyonim, below Kavanas Gzela, lo Choshiv Gazla, Klap. Right? Vahine Hacha, but over here in Bava Kamet Tzadiches, if I do Hagbah by hitting the guy's hand, Almanas Wat La Abda, that even though I'm doing a Maisa Kinyon of Hagbah, that's not enough to make it a Maisa Kinyon. Ah, what? Hazorka Liyam. The Imken Hahave Hoitzi U Almanas La Abda. And it's not a Maisa Gzela. The Al Korcha, however, Af Dahave what? Hagbah. Even though Taka, like Toshus asks, when I hit the guy's hand, isn't it a Maisa Kinyon of Hagbah? And that's Geneva? It's not if it's not Almanas Ligzol. Like the case of Hotziu Listim. And therefore, Peturit. Achen, however, Kol Zeh B'Shari Kinyonim. This is only true by Kinyonim in general. Aval, however, and this is the punchline, B'Yad. Kinyon Yad is a special Kinyon, and you are Chayev B'Chol Gavne. Kinyon Yad, I'd be Chayev, even without Kavana. So therefore, if I grab the guy's coins from his hand, and I throw them on the ground, even though my Kavana is Al Manas La'Abda, the Kinyon Yad is a Maisa Kinyon to be Mechayev me in Gzeva. Vezehu de Ka'amar Aval Shakli. This is what the Gemara means. But if you grab it from his hand with a Kinyon Yad, then under all circumstances, Migzal Gazla, you're a Gazla. Writes a Limer Af below Kavanas Gzeva. Even without Kavanas Gzeva, Kinyon Yad is enough. Umeata Hare Mavuar Ma Shehikshu Hataisis. This, now we understand what Tysus asks in Gittin. Not only does Tysus ask this question about the comma, shouldn't hitting his hand that effectuates the flying or the release of the coins be a Kinyan Hagbah, but Tysus asks in Gittin, when the Ani is shaking the tree, he's causing all of the olives to displace. That should also be a Kinyan Hagbah. So why isn't the Ani kind of the Hefker Midoraisa by through shaking it out of the tree? Therefore, Tysus can ask the same question on Daf Samech Aleph. What's his question? Gabe Ani Hamanakev, Daha Have Hagbah. Okay, we'll stop here. But you see what Reb Chaim is saying, a gewaldige thing. He's saying it's Machlekes Ran in Tosfos. How to understand Kinyan Yad. If Kinyan Yad is like every other Kinyan, then Tosfos is perplexed. If Yad works, then Hagbah should work. So therefore, Tosfos says, if I grab something in Bava Kamet Tzadiches out of somebody's hands, and throw it, I'm chayev as a ganav. So too, Tosfos says, if I hit his hand and cause the object to fly up and displace, that's hagbah, I should be chayev. So too, in Gittin, Tosfos says, if the ani is shaking the tree and he's displacing all of the olives, why is that only geneva mishum tikkun ha'ila? It's a maisa hagbah. Causing displacement is a maisa hagbah. So that's Tosfos l'shitasim. The Ran Shita in Gittin, that Reb Chaim wants to explain, and through the Ran Shita, he can explain the Gemara and Tysus' question of Bava Kamma, is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana, right, that im likate, if the Ani removes each olive by his own hand, then every time he's removing the olive by his hand, it's a true Maisa Kinyan, and it's Gezel Gomer. So the Ran says, why is that so? Because by using his hand, he's doing Kinyan Yad. So the Reb Chaim saying, Tysus' question is still in place. Mali Kinyan Yad, Mali Kinyan Hagbah. So he says, you see from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, a riot to the Ran. And that's why Tysus in Bava Kamma is Betzarechim. Tysus sees no distinction between Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Hagbah. Tysus feels they're the same. Therefore, Tysus is of the opinion that Kinyan Hagbah should work in both cases.
What is the answer? What is the answer? Why does the Gemara make a distinction?
Yes, so that's why Tysus leaves in Betzarechim. That's why Tysus
and Bava Kamma. Okay,
I understand it's not an answer, but Reb Chaim is pointing out an important insight that according to the Ran in Gittin, I can answer the Gemara in Bava Kamma. meaning Taisvus' question above a comma, even though Taisvus does not answer it, can be answered by the Ron.
But why can't you just answer like Taisvus always answers? When he shook it, he didn't make a Kenyan. It wasn't a Kenyan. When he took it in the hand, he actually did make a Kenyan.
In Gittin says the same question. It's not just Taisvus above a comma. Reb Chaim is pointing out Taisvus in Gittin Samach Aleph says, why shouldn't Oni Hamanake for Rosh HaZayas and Oni shaking the tree also be Kaina and Gezel Gomer based on Kenyan Hagbah? Because displacing the olives is Kenyan Hagbah.
He didn't lift it up. He just shook the tree and it fell down.
Okay, so what are you saying? You're saying the Ron, that there's a distinction between Likate and Menakef. Taisvus does not recognize the distinction between Menakef. Same question. Adiches. Mali, Rabba, Mali. As to is Yad a special Kenyan as a whole halach ramification between Hagbah and Yad. Therefore, by the olive tree, imlikate kana. Therefore, by Gzela, where I don't need Kavana Lischois, I only need Maisa Kenyan. Yad is a Maisa Kenyan in its own right by the very fact that it's in my hand, even without Kavana.
And the Makar is right?
Okay. So how is your experience? I thought it was a fantastic piece. By the way, I'm going to make one extension onto the piece that I hope Reb Chaim agrees to. Earlier, we had a machlokes between Taisvus and the Ramban. How do you go ahead and effectuate a matana according to Rabbi Yochanan? According to Taisvus, Rabbi Yochanan can effect the matana through Mashiach. Because even though Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Mashiach, he only doesn't hold of Mashiach if there's ma'is. But if there's no ma'is, like by Matana, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree Mashiach works. That's Taisvus Avodah Zarah Ayin Aleph. The Ramban says you need either Chalipin, Agav Karka, right, or Chotzer. The Minchas Chinuch says, but according to the Ramban, how do I have Kinyan Kesef? He says the Ramban recognizes that there is a concept of a separate Kinyan Yad. So it appears again, it's Taisvus Lishitase, and the Ramban like the Ron. Taisvus must say that Mashiach works by what? By according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Taisvus, we see Lishitase, does not view Yad as a separate category of Kinyan. Masha'in came the Ramban, holds like the Ron, and says Yad is a whole different concept in Kinyan. Okay, that was a lot of talking for one line. Sorry.
It was very good. Very good.
Begabe Geneva, and concerning Geneva, also, there's a concept of Kinyan Yad by Geneva. Why? Dichsif, because by Geneva, it says, Im hi matze, ki matze biyade. Also, the Mishpatim says that if you find the Geneva in his hand, biyado yachayev. Ainli ela yadai, the Gemara says, chatzero bekarpipo minayin, Talmud Leimer, the double lusher, im hi matze, ki matze mikol makam. So there's a very schwer Taisvus in Bava Kama Samechei Amin Aleph, top Taisvus. But besides the Shverkeit in Taisvus, Taisvus explains Perush, Biyado Mamish, that we would have had a Havamina. The only time that there is a Maisa Geneva is if he took it in his hand. But if he effectuated the transfer in any other way, it would not be a Maisa Geneva. So you see from that Taisvus, interestingly enough, that there could have been a concept of Yad, a Havamina, of a concept of Yad Doraisa on its own. Talmud Leimer, Chotzer is also a Kenyan for Geneva. I want to mention an important Rashi, two places in Shas. Avodah Zarah Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, and Bava Metzia Yud Amin Beis. On this Gemara of Yad, Eli El Yadai, Chotzer Ominayin, Rashi adds, both in Bava Metzia and in Gittin Ayin Zayin Amin Beis, that your Chotzer is Kaina for Geneva, and Rashi adds the words, Ve'im Nahal Achareha. It's not enough that the animal wanders in your field, but you must close the door behind it. So for instance, if an animal wanders into your field and the door closes on its own, that is not enough, according to Rashi, to have done a Maisa Geneva with your Chatzah. So the Ksais points out that Rashi is Mechadesh. For Geneva, you need to do a Maisa Geneva. And a Maisa Geneva must always be active. And the Chiddush is that your Chatzah can be kinder for you, but only if you did a Maisa with your Chatzah. You must have closed the door. I found this to be interesting, and I did some research. And I saw that the Encyclopedia Talmudis, under the letter Gimel Geneva, quotes a Rashba in Elul Nairus that disagrees with this Rashi and says that if an animal wanders into your chotzer and then you shecht it, you're chayev dalad v'hei. Because just by wandering into your chotzer, that's a maisa geneva, and then your shechting is not a maisa hezek, but rather a chayev dalad v'hei through the maisa geneva of the animal wandering into your chotzer. So the Encyclopedia Talmud says that this Rashba is arguing with Rashi that I can be gainev through a chotzer even without Noel Befanel. But anyway, you see from both Venasim Biyada and Himatze Kimatze Biyadai, there is an independent idea of Kinyan Yad. Now, whether that Kinyan Yad is along the same parameters halachically as Hagbar Mashicha, or whether the Kinyan Yad is special and has special halachas, Ayem Barab Chaim, who makes this a machloikas Taisvus in Ram.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.